1945, Holland. A taster. It was March. The weather had changed for the worse. A fierce wind blew from Siberia, and a good deal of snow fell on Section 3, crouched by the roadside, trying to brew tea in a disused biscuit tin. Archie Duff, 5'4" tall on a good day, whose dad ran a greasy spoon on the Great North Road, was in charge and not doing terribly well. Fred and I were guarding our backs. Without warning, some 20 German soldiers emerged from a small wood 50 yards away. We saw them first. The tea brewing operation was abandoned, and after a brisk firefight, which we won, thanks to the section machine gun being handy, the enemy surrendered. There were a dozen survivors, their shoulder flashes showing them to be Hitler Youth SS, who had an appalling reputation in Normandy, where they had carried out atrocities, including the garrotting of Canadian paratrooper prisoners with their own parachute cords. We lined them up with their hands clasped behind their necks, while Archie and I went forward to search them and collect their weapons. Fred stood to one side, his submachine gun at the ready. As we worked along the line of prisoners, the German on the flank opposite Fred flicked a stick grenade from his boot and lobbed it just wide of Fred. It rolled into a ditch and exploded. Fred started shooting, sweeping along the line until his magazine was empty. There was a long pause, a collective gasp from three section, and an almost orgasmic groan. Fred's reply to the section was, "Up yours and all," and he stamped off down up the road to make the tea.